share with you all a scripture from this morning. It's from the New Testament, from that second part of your Bible. It's from the story of Jesus' life according to a guy named John, from the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 7. This is at a time when Jesus is kind of preparing his followers, his disciples, for his own crucifixion, for his own death. And so he's giving them some wisdom. He's imparting some things to them before he leaves. And so hear these words. This is Jesus talking. "I've loved you the way my Father has loved me. Make yourselves at home in my love. If you keep my commands, you'll remain intimately at home in my love. That's what I've done, kept my Father's commands and made myself at home in his love. I told you these things for a purpose, that my joy might be your joy, and your joy wholly mature. This is my command, love one another the way I loved you. This is the very best way to love. Put your life on the line for your friends. You are my friends when you do the things I command you. I'm no longer calling you servants because servants don't understand what their master is thinking and planning. No, I've named you friends because I've let you in on everything I've heard from the Father. You didn't choose me, remember. I chose you and put you in the world to bear fruit, fruit that won't spoil. As fruit bearers, whatever you ask the Father in relation to me, he gives you. But remember the root command, love one another." You know, women, you can't live with them, and you can't live without them. Sounds like something Archie Bunker from All in the Family would say. And on the surface, it seems to be what the U2 song, With or Without You, is also saying. Women, you can't live with them or you can't live without them. Check out these lyrics. "Through the storm, we reach the shore. You give it all, but I want more. And I'm waiting for you, with or without you. With or without you. I can't live with or without you." One thing I have discovered when it has come to U2 songs is that there's many different layers to them. That, you know, hardly ever is a U2 song such that on the surface it means what it means. Usually there's some underlying type of meaning. It's kind of like an onion, you know, when it comes to U2 song. You have to peel back the onion to get at the meaning, to get at the best part of the onion. So the same is true for U2 songs, and particularly this song, With or Without You. On the surface, the song seems to be about a man and a woman who are involved in some type of a broken relationship, that they've broken up, or that they're involved in a relationship where the man just can't seem to live with the woman, but then on the other hand, you know, he really loves her, and he loves her a whole lot. He can't live without her, and so he's got these two things warring inside of him. Perhaps some of us have had girlfriends or boyfriends like that. However, a quick visit to songmeanings.net and a quick search on that website and putting in the words "with or without you," you come up with a whole bunch of different meanings for this song. Yes, you'll have this one meaning that the song is about a breakup, you know, or about a relationship between this man and this woman where he really loves her, but yet he can't live without her. But there's also some other meanings. For instance, and remember the onion, we're peeling back the onion, different layers of meaning. One such possible meaning, and one that Bono even seems himself to allude to in an interview, was that this song is about heroin addiction. That heroin is kind of the female character in the song, and that the song is about overcoming a heroin addiction. He can't live with it, he can't live without it. That's one possible meaning to the song that's suggested. Another one is that the song is speaking about an illicit relationship that Bono had with an exotic dancer. Thus the words, "You give yourself away." you give yourself away. Still, others see the religious undertones to the song. And that's what we're going to talk about today, not the exotic dancing, but the religious undertones of the song. In his book, Walk On, The Spiritual Journey of U2, author Steve Stockman writes, "Even with or without you, even the song With or Without You is not just a plain love song. There are moments when it appears that it is focusing on the old cliche, Archie Bunker, women, you can't live with them, you can't live without them. But the lyrics twist and turn and deal with a whole lot more than just the relationship between man and woman. You see, U2 is all about weaving different themes into songs. It's a trait of their writing. Present in this song is one of those themes that we're going to focus on this morning. Present in this song by U2, With or Without You, is the theme of letting go of self, of giving up the ego. The theme of giving yourself away, the theme of dying to self, is reminiscent of the type of sacrificial love that Jesus called his first followers to emulate. We heard it today. "Now I tell you to love each other as I have loved you," Jesus said. "The greatest way to show love for friends," Jesus said, "is to die for them." The same idea of sacrificial love, of laying down one's life out of love, either figuratively or literally, is also found in Luke 9:24. If you want to save your life, you will destroy it, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you see, you will save it, Jesus said. The idea that to love is to give yourself away, I mean, isn't that what Jesus was all about? Isn't that what the Bible is about? The story of a God who loved each and every one of us so much that he left the luxuries, the glories, the presence of heaven, and he came and he became one of us. He took on flesh and baby Jesus. And then he walked amongst us in his life, and he taught us, and he loved us. And then he went to the cross, and he died for us. And then he was raised up on the third day, and he's coming back, all because he loved us. You see, he left heaven. He died and was crucified out of love, out of sacrificial love. That's the kind of love that's being talked about. That's the kind of love that is highlighted in the themes found in With or Without You by U2. Now, I'm going to come back to that, but first let me peel back the onion a little bit more. One of the meanings that I have found suggested that I think is quite interesting is that this song isn't about the relationship between a man and a woman going through a breakup, but this song is instead really about the crucifixion of Jesus. It's about the sacrificial love of Jesus and the crucifixion. Okay, fasten your seatbelts and come with me now. The song begins, and I have to admit before I get into all that, usually I put that message download in your worship program. It's an outline of what I'm going to talk about. And so it's not in there this morning, so you can't follow along with it. So this was all in there. So I apologize about that. I really did it. It's not that I forgot and didn't do it, or it's that I ran out of time and didn't do it. I really did it. I just forgot to copy it. So you really have to pay attention. You don't have the sheet to follow along. The song begins with, "See the stone set in your eyes." That saying, "the stone set in your eyes," is actually symbolic of death. When someone had the stone set in their eyes, that means they died. So whose death is Bono referring to, we might ask? Well, the next line of the song states, "See the thorn twist in your side." Well, the Bible tells us this, that when Jesus was in his last days, and the religious leaders and the Roman authorities were going to kill him and put him on the cross, that they took him prisoner and they mocked him. They made fun of him. And one of the ways they made fun of him is that they said, "You said you were the king of Jews. Well, here is a crown of thorns for your crown." And they put it on his head. Can you imagine a crown of thorns on your head, being stuck on your head? But that wasn't the only thing. You know what? After they put him on the cross, that was the Roman way of execution. The way you die from the cross isn't that you bleed out. That's not the way. The way that you die because you hung on a cross is because your lungs fill up with water. So in order to keep the person suffering longer, what they used to do is they take a spear and they jab it in his side, just like the Bible says they did to Jesus, to relieve some of that water so that they could suffer longer. And so when you think of that happening and you hear the words thorn, twist in the side, the connections begin to be made. And the song has more connections. There's that little phrase in there, sleight of hand. Well, do you know sleight of hand was a common accusation leveled against Jesus by the religious authorities when Jesus caused miracles to happen? They said it was by sleight of hand. It was by trickery. That's what it means, that Jesus used sleight of hand. He used trickery to do his miracles. And then we have this in the song. Through the storm, we reach the shore. You give it all, but I want more. Well, in the story of Jesus' life, there's the one story where they're going across the lake, Jesus and his early followers, and they're in a boat. Jesus is asleep in the back. And a storm rises up on the lake. And waves are crashing, and wind is blowing. And the disciples, they get all scared. And they run back to Jesus, and they say, Jesus, don't you care that we're going to die? Jesus gets up and tells the wind and the waves, just be quiet. And it gets really still. You see, they get through the storm. Through the storm, we reach the shore. You give it all, but I still want more. I still want more. Well, that echoes the words of one of Jesus' main men, one of his early followers, one of the great apostles named Peter. There he is. Peter. Peter always wanted Jesus to do more. He always wanted to do more miracles. He always wanted to demonstrate more power. But perhaps the most striking line in this song is, my hands are tied, my body bruised. On the cross, Jesus' hands were tied, you see, church, by nails. His body was whipped and beaten and bruised throughout. So what we find when we pull the layers back from the onion is that Bono has written another parable. You know, it can appear to be simply a song with a simple message about a guy and a girl in a tough relationship. But when we peel back the layers, we see that it can mean so much more. Now it makes sense then, getting back to the thing we want to really focus on. When Bono sings, you give yourself away, if he's talking about the person who's giving themselves away is Jesus Christ on the cross, you see. You give yourself away. He is singing here, I want to suggest to you, about the self-giving love of Jesus Christ on the cross when he says, you give yourself away. This is a love that you and I, church, are the beneficiary of, and a love with which we are to give to others. God's very nature is love. Now, if you don't believe me, kind of listen to this that Bono said in an interview. He said, my understanding of the scriptures has been made simple by the person of Christ. Christ teaches us that God is love. What does that mean? What it means for me, Bono said, is a study of the life of Christ. When I study the life of Christ, love is described as a child born in straw, poverty. The most vulnerable situation of all. Christ born without honor. He says, I don't let my religious world get too complicated. I just kind of go, well, I think I know what God is. God is love. And as much as I respond in allowing myself to be transformed by that love and acting in that love, that's my religion. Where things get complicated for me, Bono says, is when I try to live in this love. That's not so easy. In John chapter 15, Jesus tells his followers to be connected to him, that when they are connected to him, that his joy will be their joy. If we kept reading on in that passage, we get a story that Jesus says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Jesus was saying, you know, I'm the source of life and happiness, and you are the branches. So have you been joined to Christ? and experience for yourself this self-giving, this sacrificial love of Jesus for you in your life? Do you recognize that when Jesus gave himself up in this ultimate act of giving up his life, that he was doing that on the cross for you personally, for everybody else, but for you personally too? And do you recognize that your worth, that your value as a human being doesn't come from how much money you make or from your education or your status in the community, but instead that your love, that your worth comes from the love of Jesus Christ, that before you were born, God knew you in your mother's womb, that he knit you together perfectly, that he created you in his image, and that he loved you so much and he thought so much of you that one day he decided to come to earth to make us right with him again, so that our brokenness could be healed, so that our sin could be forgiven. Do you know that? Do you know that you are special in God's eyes? That your worth comes from the truth that God made you and that he loves you and that he died for you. See, we struggle with these things because they seem absolutely crazy to us. Because in our world, in order to get love from somebody, a lot of the times, in order to get approval, that we have to do, you know, we have to do things right, you know. Then the child learned that early on, you know, in order to get mommy and daddy's approval, and you have to do what they say. Well, with God, you see, we can't do a darn thing to earn the love. It's hard for us to accept that, though. Whether we've been a follower of Christ for 3 months or for 30 years, I want to tell you that it's a hard thing to accept that love. Seems so crazy that someone would love us just because, that they give their life for us, they give themselves away just because. Now in the church we call that grace, the unmerited love of God, God's just because love. Perhaps equally hard though as accepting that love is then having accepted it, churning around and then giving it to somebody else. This idea that love is not an easy thing, but it is the only thing that matters, is brought out in With or Without You as well when he writes, I can't live with or without you. You know, I can't live without the love of Jesus Christ in my life, but I want to tell you that it's the hardest thing to live with that love because it's hard to accept and it's even harder to give. I can't live with or without you. We know though, church, that not only are we called to be connected to that sacrificial love and be connected like branches to a vine, to use the imagery from John 15, but the vine is to bear fruit. From the end of the chapter, it says, now I tell each of you, love each other as I have loved you. The greatest way to show love for friends is to die for them. He's not talking about literally for them. He's talking about demonstrating sacrificial love. So I command you, Jesus said, love one another. Let me give you a snapshot here of what it means to give yourself away in love. A story. The story says that the District of Columbia police once auctioned off about 100 unclaimed bicycles one Friday. As they were going through the auction, there was a young boy, and every time a bicycle came up for the auction, he'd say, $1. He bid $1 on the bikes. Well, of course, you know, the bikes didn't sell for $1. They were worth a little bit more than that, and it would always go up, but he only had $1. So each and every bike that came up, he said $1 repeatedly, hopeful that he would get a bike. Now, the auctioneer who had been auctioning for the police department for 43 years noticed that the boy's hopes seemed to be higher when one of those really nice bikes came. You know, the ones with the pegs on the front, the racer type of bicycles. And so his interest would really get piqued when one of those came up. And the auctioneer noticed, though, that though the boy kept saying $1 and it got bid up and he'd never get it, that they're down to the last really nice racing bike, you know, the one with the pegs. And so it came up, and the boy said, $1. Someone over there said, $3, $5, $8. And it kind of stopped, and the auctioneer stopped, and he said, sold to the little boy for $9. And the auctioneer took out his wallet, and he found the $8. Then he went to the little boy, and he got the little boy's $1, quarters, nickels, dimes, and pennies. He put them all together, and they had the winning bid of $9. The little boy took his bike, but he only went a few feet. Carefully parking his new possession, his bike, he went back to the auctioneer. He threw his arms around the auctioneer's neck, and he cried, because that was the first bike he ever owned. Exactly. I like that story too. Jesus said, "Now I tell you to love one another as I have loved you." I want to challenge each one of us to dig deep in our hearts and see where it is that we have given $8 as the auctioneer for a kid to get a bike. Now, of course, we're not going to all have that, but you understand what I'm saying, the principle of it. When have we done that? So, you know, you choose with or without you, a sappy love song about a breakup when you take it on the face value of it, well, possibly for some, and that's okay. But a call to accept and give oneself away in the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ, perhaps closer to what Bono and you two were trying to get after, but more importantly than those jokers, what Jesus was trying to get after when he called his followers to love one another and to lay down one's life for one another. May God be praised. Amen.